Welcome back. We're talking about including lead and brass among those precious metals and preparing for roving mobs and blue helmet guys that have plans to come and disrupt your happy home life. We mentioned the gasoline shower heads up over the porch, and there's a possibility that you can have yourself some special shotgun shells with magnesium in it that will shoot fire out. Now, you don't want to shoot that out your gun. It'll just ruin your shotgun. However, they will fit nicely into a piece of 3/4-inch pipe. And you could make some little homemade rig that's good for one usage with one of those caps that screws on there. There was a guy who had a really good idea to use with explosives. He thought that if you went around the outside of your structure and just as you went around having your back to your own shelter, take pictures of everything in the panorama all the way around your building. And then you could take all those pictures and put them sequentially on a board so that you could see where every rock and tree and log might be out there and plant explosives down there on the other side of those things with a bunch of gravel. So that when somebody comes to your house and tries to kill you, if they're hiding behind the rock, you go over to that picture where you got the rock and there's a push button right on there. You push that button and send them a pocket full of rocks. One way to make some detonators is to get some of those old flash bulbs. Now, a lot of people don't use flash bulbs anymore, but you can still pick them up. I have a bunch of those AG-1 flash bulbs, and I think they would be most interesting to take and drill a tiny little hole in one of those flash bulbs or break that little tip off the end so that you could pack some gunpowder in there. And if you run electric wires up to that, that will be a little homemade detonator. Keep that kind of stuff away from the kids. You don't want them messing with it. We all know about ammonium nitrate fertilizer, and from the quintessential expert on explosives here in America, which would be none other than General Benton Parton, ammonium nitrate fertilizer could not have caused the damage that we saw at the Mural building. But it can be utilized. Especially for those who want to dig into the southern side of the hill, you're going to find that there's times that you need to clear out some of that debris, and some of it's just too hard for you to be digging out. If you drill a hole in a rock and pack it full of explosives, and it's easy enough to loosen that up so that you can get the substance out of your way so that you can build the structure you wanted. Ammonium nitrate is a common fertilizer. And I think you need to note that its numbers are 3400. That's all nitrogen with no phosphorus or potash. Now, there are other fertilizers with similar numbers that will not work. Now, this fertilizer must be sealed in plastic bags or it will absorb too much water. Now, to remove any absorbed water, you can either vacuum dry the ammonium nitrate or it can be heated with denatured alcohol, which will quickly absorb the water. We're going to continue on with this after the break. Please stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Pat, you're talking about how we can dry our ammonium nitrate fertilizer. If you add denatured alcohol, which you can get from any paint store, Home Depot, Lowe's, any of those places, it will quickly absorb the water. Now, when it's poured off, the water will go with it. And you continue heat the prill, that's those little granules of fertilizer, until it's dry, but you should never let the temperature exceed 150 degrees. If it starts to smoke, you have considerably exceeded that recommended temperature and should have used a thermometer. Now, after it cools some and while the fertilizer is still dry, add your diesel fuel or alternatives to dampen the prill. Now, some of those alternatives could be jet fuel. That's the same thing as diesel fuel. So is kerosene, fuel oil for home heating. Even gasoline will work. But the highly flammable nitromethane racing fuel is more impressive. It is 130 octane. Add just enough to dampen the fertilizer. Mix it thoroughly. Now, nitromethane is more effective than either diesel fuel or fuel oil. Then add 1/4 of the volume in powdered aluminum to add to the briskets of it. That's the shocking power. Now, to moisture proof, add a little bit of grease like Vaseline, mix thoroughly, and store in sealed containers. It requires a number 7 or a number 8 dynamite cap to set it off. I personally have a marked preference for electric caps. That's ideal for excavating. If you want to tunnel into rocks, it just does a magnificent job. But you have to get those caps because you can't just set that off with a spark. It takes an explosion to do so. A primary. Well, there's another recipe would be called the Beauty Parlor Blockbuster or Beauty Parlor Bomb. In that recipe, this is an entirely different recipe, 3 times the volume of high-grade at 35% hydrogen peroxide, H2O2, to 1 part acetone. Hydrogen peroxide is found in your health food stores, and acetone is found in paint stores. You combine the main ingredients, which is your hydrogen peroxide and your acetone, and allow time for the mixture to settle. Then you add a very small amount of high grade, that's 40 to 50% sulfuric acid, just a drop or two at a time. Keep that cold. And such acid is, sulfuric acid, is to be found among plumbing drain cleaners. Now, crystals will form within that liquid. Those with bubbles trapped inside will float, and you can skim the floating crystals off the top and dry them on paper towel. That which is on the bottom can be retrieved in a few days by pouring off the liquid and letting them dry on paper towel. And I want to caution you. These dry crystals tend to pop loudly whenever so slight a touch of fire. It needs no primer. It is a primary. Now, some of that could go down into some of those flash bulbs, too, so that you could set them off electrically. There's another recipe I'd like to share with you. It's called thermite napalm. Napalm is nothing more than a gelled gasoline. Ordinary ivory soap will gel gasoline. Either the flakes or the liquid works quite well. Styrofoam will also dissolve into the fuel and cause it to gel. However, the smoke from burning styrofoam is really noxious. Now, thermite was used in the railroad industry to weld the lengths of track together. It took a sparkler to ignite it, but the resulting heat was sufficient to melt steel. Thermite is simply a mixture of aluminum powder and ferrous oxide. That's ordinary rust. Because the gasoline has been gelled, this thermite powder will suspend readily in the napalm. And to ensure a quick ignition of the thermite, some magnesium powder can be added. And you can powder magnesium just by crushing it with a press. Some thought a potato cannon could deliver it, and a primer at the nose would start the conflagration. And I suggest you save that information for when the UN troops invade the U.S. Those who think that this is too radical a move in the greatest country in the world need to examine the extent that public trust has been dashed by government and media. Now, I suppose I should say this is for information purposes only. Do not actually make any of this stuff. Just put the information away for the time you see that your home is under attack, that the New World forces are coming to get you. I'm going to open up the program here in just a few moments to callers who will work within the format that we're talking about tonight, preparations for this new world order. And I ask that you stick with that material, not moving on to either praise or scolding me for the good or bad job I'm doing, or focus on what's really here at hand. You can join the conversation by calling 1-800-313-9443. While we're waiting for callers, I want to talk about activated charcoal. It's a carbon. It's a non-toxic, universal antidote, a remedy, and a health aid. It is considered to be medicine's most powerful absorbent. What is activated charcoal? Activated charcoal is simply burnt wood that has had all the oxygen removed from it through controlled oxidation or processing by steam. Before the 19th century, just burnt wood was used as activated charcoal as today, but it had only one-fourth the absorption power. So activated charcoal has up to four times the absorption power as that just burnt wood. This is not charcoal briquettes, not burnt toast, not burnt meat, or any other food that is burnt, which is carcinogenic, toxic. And most activated charcoal is made from hardwood trees or coconut shells, which have some of the very best absorption rates, better than softwood. How is activated charcoal used as an antidote and a remedy? As an antidote, activated charcoal is mainly known for drug overdoses and chemical poisoning. Charcoal acts to purify and cleanse the body due to its amazing ability to attract to itself. Charcoal has many more benefits and uses for us than most imagine. Internally, as an antidote and remedy, it works by binding drugs and poisons within the gastrointestinal tract, therefore preventing their transfer to the rest of the body. Charcoal has a wide range of absorption with heavy metals, viruses, bacteria, bacterial toxins, fungal toxins like anthrax, etc. To use it internally, you take one tablespoon or more mixed into a glass of water. That's all it requires is to make a slurry. Charcoal is an odorless and tasteless powder, and it's best taken between meals. 2 hours before or 2 hours after a meal. See, one teaspoon of it has a surface area of more than 10,000 square feet. Very thin surface area. This unique feature allows it to absorb large amounts of chemicals and poisons. The powder must be stored in a tightly sealed container as it readily absorbs impurities from the atmosphere. In this way, charcoal will store indefinitely in a glass jar or a can. Charcoal absorbs or attaches onto like a magnet, not absorbs like a sponge. Charcoal can do varied tasks because of its amazing ability to track other substances to its surface and hold them there. Charcoal can absorb many times its own weight in gases, heavy metals, poisons, and other chemicals, thus making them ineffective and harmless. Now, studies have shown that activated charcoal is harmless when it's ingested, or even when a little is inhaled, and it comes in contact with the skin. In rare cases, charcoal may mildly irritate the bowel in sensitive persons. But no allergies or other side effects have been recorded. We have a break coming up. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We were talking about activated charcoal, and I'm sure that I have a legal obligation to say to you, go talk to your doctor before you take anything like that. I am not licensed by the government to give any advice about medicine, so check with your doctor first about activated charcoal. There is a special way to prepare this charcoal for those few sensitive people that may have Crohn's disease or colitis or irritable bowel syndrome. Actually, every person can benefit from the formula. You just put about 2 tablespoons of this charcoal, activated charcoal, into a quarter of water and add a little water, mix it well, and fill it to the top. Put a lid on the jar and shake it and leave it overnight. Then pour off the top water into another container, another empty jar, and discard the charcoal that has sunk to the bottom. This mixture is now ready to use or to save for another time when perhaps an infant has colic or you get poisoned. Just fill in the remaining airspace with water and cap it tightly, and as long as a suspension is stored in a closed container so that the absorption of any substances is prevented, the potency of the suspension will be preserved. This quart jar can be drunk every day. It is suggested to drink it first thing in the morning. Well, it is time to open up the phone lines and gain some input from the listening audience. And I would request that you jump right into the subject matter when you come up on the air. Radio time is precious. So please get to the point. Don't spend any time on telling me whether or not I'm doing a good job. Don't ask me if I'm fine, because I'll tell you right now, I am fine. When you come up, start working against the forces of evil, and please stick to the subject matter of hand, which in tonight's case is preparation for the tribulation of a new world order. You can join this conversation by calling 1-800-313-9443. Well, we've got Gary from Tennessee. Gary, would you add to our program, please?
How you doing, Jack? I haven't listened to your program too long. Things are kind of changing there at the station. But I like everything you said tonight, from the religious aspect to your last topics on health. And in between the amateur radio and I think you might be a ardent student of the anarchist cookbook. Possibly.
I've got some copies of that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, we all need that. I'm ex-K9GKN novice from Illinois. When I was in the 8th grade, built my own radio receiver and transmitter from Heathkit. I'm ex-KL7FOL from Alaska. I have a first-class radio telephone license with radar endorsement. All expired, but I really don't need that. Per our president, we are in a state of an emergency. We are in a wartime state, according to the FCC rules and regulations. Licensing is not required. And with my degree in electrical engineering and the experience I have in amateur radio, I am fully qualified to operate a station. And I probably will just make up my own call letters.
Well, do you have any admonition for the listening audience, something you could tell them to help them prepare for the New World Order?
Yeah, I do. I have spent the last month preparing a survival preparedness list, which is not going to change as far as the items are concerned, but I'm adding a lot more commentary and additional items to it. And anybody can email the following email address and get a free copy of it. It's about 30 pages long, and it doesn't cost you anything. I'm an old man in the woods on Social Security, don't have no money, but that's my contribution to the Patriot Movement. But the email address is G. Let's see, I changed that. It's.
Don't have it at hand? Gary, are you still there? It sounds like we lost Gary. Would you bring up Joe from Arkansas? Joe, are you there?
Hi, Jack.
Yes.
Yes, I'm interested in that device you were talking about, using a long wire to collect free electricity. And is there some place where I can get written information about how to build that thing?
Well, if you write to me in my post office box, I will send you what I've got on it.
Okay.
My name is Jack Otto, O-T-T-O, at post office box 256.
256, okay.
That's in Dearborn Heights, Michigan.
Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Okay.
Where the zip code is 48127. We have a break coming up. Hold on, Joe. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be- because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back. We're talking to Joe from Arkansas. He's inquiring about the capacitor use of a long wire. See, a long wire strung up with insulators to prevent it from being grounded out will build up a charge in it. And we can see that from the problems that ham operators have with their antennas. And once it builds up the charge, what you do is you drain it off with a spark plug. Once it gets up, the voltage gets high enough, you know, the spark will jump across the spark plug and go towards your battery. And what you do before it hits the battery is you run it through a step-down transformer so that we're talking about a lower voltage but more amperage. A transformer will step down and cause that to happen. And just before it goes into the battery, you've got a capacitor, which is nothing more than a storage unit, kind of like a little battery, for your electrical voltage. Does that explain it any better for you, Joe?
Yeah, that helps me get the idea clear. But if there is information about it written down, suppose I send you a self-addressed stamped envelope and a dollar bill. Could you send me written information about it?
Just send me a letter. You don't need to send me any money.
Oh,
if you
deserve
send
something?
Send the money. Send it to the Republic Broadcasting Organization here. Freedom really isn't free, and I'm not paying a nickel for this radio time.
Uh-huh.
But put me up here for free.
Okay. Okay, but, well, yeah, I'll do something like that then. Thanks a lot.
So, what I would strongly recommend is that not only you, but other people send something to the Republic Broadcasting Organization. Make your checks out to CSIN. That stands for Christian Soldiers Informing Neighbors. Just use the initial CSIN and send it to 1015 South Mays. That's Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. Was there anything else, Joe?
No, that's all I was interested in. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. I would ask friends that you please pray to Yahweh for my Holy Spirit protection. Without God, we have no chance at all. But with him, we cannot fail. We have our caller, Henry from Connecticut. Would you jump right in, Henry? Henry, are you there? Going once? Going twice? Huh? Oh, John in New York. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I had to say is what you're talking about there is a car coil. You can just get a coil out of any car because it actually steps up the 12 volts, pulsating DC into the 1,000 volts to ignite the spark plug.
So and if you run it backwards, it steps it down.
Right, right. So that's all you got to do is just take any kind of coil out of a car, probably an older car. Anyways, another thing I wanted to mention is I was just looking about your ideal about that bombarding the mercury into gold, and it doesn't look right to me because I'll tell you why. In the periodic table of elements, gold is at 79 electrons and mercury is at 80 electrons. That would mean mercury would have to lose one of its electrons to fall back into gold. So it's the opposite.
Okay.
You could actually turn gold into mercury, but I don't see how they'd have to somehow make the mercury lose an electron. I'm just saying you might want to think about that. Also, as far as the precious metals go, I would tell everybody to go across the board and get 10 of everything. And that's an important thing because you never know when the markets go up or down in one or the other. And there's an interesting thing. It's like a swear word. Nobody wants to talk about it for some reason or another. But you can still get it. It's available. It's in Russian ballerinas. Is palladium. Nobody talks about it. Just like all these coin dealers and stuff. Nobody talks about platinum or palladium at all. And when you go to talk about it, they ignore you or they don't want to. They avoid the subject like the plague for whatever reason. Go figure. But yes, I'm a firm believer in getting 10 platinum coins, getting 10 palladium coins, getting 10. Gold coins, maybe 10 numismatic gold coins, and 10, well, then you can go in as much silver as you want. I mean, because that's, of course, that's relatively cheap.
Yes, silver is considerably cheaper than gold. And if you look at the Federal Coinage Act of 1792, I believe it was, they define what a dollar is. And in that Coinage Act, a dollar of gold is 3.22 grains of gold. A dollar's worth of silver is 174.24. Now, if you divide the grains of gold into the grains of silver, you can find that there's a ratio. What is that?
Yeah, 20 to 1, I believe it is. But that's
11.5, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's 20 to 1, but that's all irrelevant. My point is to take 10 of every coin of different flavors, you know, like gold, silver, platinum, palladium, so that you got a variety of metals for whatever, you know, goes up or down. You're covered by one or the other. Or if they do a gold confiscation, you'll still be able to get rid of your platinum, or you'll still be able to get rid of your palladium. Palladium's a little harder to deal with because hardly anybody deals with it, but it is there, and it's right now it's like at $380 an ounce. And if you go on Kitco.com, you can get the price of all these metals.
My recommendation, though, is primarily for junk silver coins unless you're really rich. Junk silver coins are those coins that were minted before 1965.
You're correct there. But the problem is nobody knows the rate of exchange on those, and more likely than not, they'll just look at it as it's worth a quarter. If you're going to collect silver, they actually have silver coins. You're better off just getting a silver coin, and any coin that you get, whether it's silver, gold, platinum, or palladium, make sure it has the purity, 0.999 fine, and also how much it is, like a half ounce, written right on the coin. Because then if you got to go trade with your neighbor because you can't go to the coin dealer no more, and you got to go on the black market, those people will understand when they see a coin that says this is a 9.999% whatever, and it weighs an ounce or it weighs a half ounce, because then they understand that better.
Okay, thank you very much, John. Do you have anything else, sir?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay, appreciate your call.
Yep.
Okay, Henry, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, two things. Make this very quick. One is about the gold. What I'm concerned with is that if they could synthesize this type of gold that you're talking about with the mercury, is that the undetectable or the exact same as the genuine, or that is the way to make gold? In other words, is if there's some way to detect that it's synthetic gold and not genuine gold, right, then they still may still need the genuine gold. That's what I'm, you know, in terms of when they're selling it. Like, for instance, gold went up to 680 something the end of this week, 685. And go ahead. No, go ahead.
I understand that you can't tell the difference between the two. They are one and the same. And if they can back up printing press money with printing press gold, they can suck the life right out of people.
But how come they're not doing it already? See, that's what I'm saying, because they sold some gold.
You said, what makes you think they're not?
Well, because they sold some gold. I mean, Rothschild, and China's buying up the gold.
They can do that as long as they can make it, they can keep selling it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's that.
Well, wouldn't the price go down?
Dumping it onto the market that keeps the price down. Gold should be worth a small fortune today.
Right, but wouldn't the price go down way low below 600, though? I mean, because this gold just keeps climbing up.
Could you push the price of bread down below $2.50 a loaf?
Yeah.
See, it's the money that's becoming worthless.
Yeah, you're right. That's not even money. Right, the Federal Reserve money, right.
Yes.
Yeah, now getting back to the other gentleman, he mentioned about the silver. The guy just called before me. I agree with you 100%, the guy who called. You're right. I prefer to use the silver eagles, although, Jack, you're right also about the junk silver. But the thing with the silver eagles is that they are 100% or almost 99.9 or 99 point something pure silver, and it says it right on the coin. They don't have smaller than an ounce. Actually, that is the U.S. dollar.
Whereas the junk silver coins
are 90%.
Are only 90%. That's correct.
Right.
However, because they are real money, it won't be quite so easy for them to confiscate that.
Well, that's
and you
true
won't
too.
Be trading that to somebody to get paper dollars. What you'll end up doing is using those junk silver coins to go get yourself a real loaf of bread. People are taking a wheelbarrow full of money down to the local store to get a loaf of bread, will be able to take one junk silver coin, just like I did when I was a kid, to the store and get yourself a loaf of bread.
Yeah, maybe
people will be willing to trade for that.
Yeah.
They don't want paper.
Right. All right. I'm going to ask you one other thing. I'm going to hang up. That's for people still in the country, too, because this may happen 6-7 years after 2008. It could happen a couple years after 2008. We don't know how it will go, because it may not be exactly the way you think, the way a lot of people think, or the way I think. It could be, and it also could be over very quickly. There's a lot of different factors, because
inflation has always worked the same way throughout history, and we have many examples of it to draw from. It always increases at an increasing rate. And so towards the end, the prices are going to go up dramatically. Each day much more dramatically than it did the day before.
Yeah, like in our ancestors' country, right? Over there in Germany, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the Weimar Republic.
Yeah. All right, one other thing I'm going to hang up, but you answer it after I hang up. You were talking about stuff before. One is this. Does canning, like canning pepper, does that have a blood purifying effect at all? I'm just...
canning pepper?
Yeah, right. The red canning pepper.
I really don't know. Oh, you're talking about like your cayenne peppers?
Right, right. I
that
mispronouncing
does send your
it.
Blood out.
Maybe I'm mispronouncing. I'm calling cayenne or canine or cheyenne. Right, it's that red pepper they call cayenne or canine.
Yes.
Does that have a blood purifying effect at all? Like if somebody
I believe it does, and I think it has a blood thinning effect too.
Oh, then that's what's happening to me. Okay, yeah, because I'm taking that with a teaspoon of glass of water. Because I heard
a very interesting application of those hot peppers.
Yeah.
People in cold areas can put that in their socks, and it causes the blood vessels in your feet to open up so that you get more blood down into your feet and keep them warmer in the wintertime.
Oh,
it does have a tendency to stain the stockings, but, you know, that's a small price to pay.
Oh, is that what they do in Norway? Well, maybe I'll find that out when I get there, you know, because I was thinking about going to Denmark. All right, one question I want to hang up. It
okay.
has to do with the hydrogen peroxide injection of the hydrogen peroxide with AIDS. I just want you told me something like this off the air. Could you elaborate on that even for the audience with this guy and what year it was? Maybe we could find some information.
Well, there was
on
a guy.
All right, no, I'm going to go. I'm going to hang up. You can take him
on the
call.
All right, Henry, you take care, buddy. There was a doctor in Colorado some years ago that was curing people with hydrogen peroxide intravenously. And he was doing a real yeoman's job of stomping out AIDS, and he was coming under a great deal of flack. He was coming under a great deal of flack from the federal government. They really don't want these kind of cheap, very inexpensive cures out there. And what happened was, about the time they're coming down on him with great heat, he got a letter from a small country in Africa that had heard about his work, and they asked him to come over to their country and see if he could help those people. And he went over there, and he specialized in people who were in their very last stages of AIDS, just before they're ready to die. And he was able to clear up so much of that they now have him working on people who are not so close to being terminal. And it has been very effective. The hydrogen peroxide is a marvelous thing. We need oxygen. It is oxygen that destroys so many pathogens. That's why you get it in that O3 format, and I know Republic Radio carries these ozone machines from, I forgot the name of the place right now, but I would strongly recommend that you get an ozone machine because as the pestilence increases, we can find that we're going to need more of these kinds of alternatives. We got Rod from Ohio. Rod, would you please come up?
Yes, Jack, you there?
Yes, sir, you got me.
Okay, I just want to make a quick thing on the things that move rocks and stuff like that. I'd met a guy who's a Vietnam vet, worked with explosives, mines, all that good stuff, worked in the fireworks industry after he got out of the service for quite a few years. Unfortunately, since passed away. To get to what you're talking about, things to move rocks, as far as heating things, he said, be real careful on some of these manuals. You know, there's a black book on this, improvised book on that, and the other thing. You want to make sure in there because some things they say heat it. They don't tell you how high. If you overheat it, it can go bang in your face.
Sure can.
Some things, you know, they say heat it to this temperature, maintain it at that temperature. But he said the thing you want to be careful of, you're cooking on your camp stove out in the woods, the fumes hit the flames, boom, you need a non-flammable heat source, electric hot plate.
Oh, yeah, you can't be doing that over fire, that's for sure.
You know, just things like that. The ANFO, urea nitrate type thing, you want to crush it, grind it down somehow. Then I forget what the proper proportion of fuel and ANFO is, you know, to make the thing to, you know, split your rocks and stuff.
Oh, you just dampen the prill.
Is it? Okay. I know they use it in quarries quite a bit, put an 80% nitro stick in with it to set it off, stuff like that. But just a real quick one on things, you know, because like he was saying, some of these manuals, he named a few, something like the Black Book, and he said some of those you got to be careful because they really don't tell you exact. Caution to people. Great job, Jack. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Good night.
Glad to have your expertise in here. This whole New World Order thing is going to get ugly. And you know what? You really don't want to be messing with this kind of stuff. But if it's right down to whether or not you are going to survive because they're messing with you, different story. We got a gentleman from Missouri. I believe his name was Joe. Would you come up?
Yes, I'm here. Jack?
Is your name Joe?
No, my name is Will from Missouri.
Will from Missouri. Okay, Will.
Sounds like we're going to run right into some breaks. When we get back, I'll talk about some semi-precious metals that everyone should have a pile of.
All right. We're going to break. Please stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're getting down to the wire here. We're going to be wrapping up this evening's program. And before we come back to Will here, I want to give my contact point and ask that if you need to write to me, write to Jack Otto, OTTO, at Post Office Box 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127. And if you want to call me after the show, my phone number is area code 313-582-2481. One more time on that phone, 313 582-2481. Okay, well, you were going to tell us about some precious metals.
Absolutely. A crosscut saw, buck saws, rip saws, bow saws, saw sets, three-cornered files, bar stock, round stock, flat stock, rebar, angle iron, pipe, galvanized, black, stainless, building, baling wire and copper wire and coat hangers and railroad spikes and bridge spikes and nails and bolts and nuts and washers and screws, hammers, sledgehammers, rock chisels, cold and wood chisels, a blacksmith forge, an anvil, a leg vise, a surfacing plate, some twist drills, a brace and bit set, sandpaper. You can go to farm auctions, flea markets, and get this stuff, and get wheel weights at any tire shop, and a melting pot, and a ladle, and bullet molds. Get sheet metal wherever you can find it, and steel plate, whetstones. You can make anything that you need to have when the stores are closed if you know how to make it and you've got the materials. And this would be a good list to add to your gold, your silver, your platinum, and palladium.
Amen, Brother Will.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, sir. Here we are, allegedly free people, that if you go down the Bill of Rights and you find that so many of them are being taken away, there's freedom of speech, but there's words you may not say, or you're in big trouble. You have a right to assemble as long as you get a permit first. We find that the Second Amendment really doesn't apply to us. That was where it says the right of the people. That doesn't mean people. It means some other government, state government. Here in Michigan, the right of the people is very clearly defined in the Michigan Constitution. It says every man has the right to own and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state. But if you're caught with a piece, you don't have permission. You haven't bought your rights, or leased them, I should say, because you have to renew it every year. You're in big trouble. And you're going to find from time to time that they're going to want you to turn in all your self-defense. And that's going to include some precious metals like brass and lead. Are you going to take this laying down? Are you going to whimper? Or are you going to remember the words of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the great author from Gulag Archipelago? He wrote a book after his experience with the communist oppression of the USSR, and he talked about how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operator, when he went out at night to make arrests, had been uncertain whether he would return? Well, folks, this concludes this evening's program. We'll be back here 1 week from tonight. God bless. May Yahweh watch over you. And good night. With recent